your high school. So it's more than just a few years ago. I was walking home from work, or from school, I should say. I was walking home from school, and this guy on the sidewalk invited me to a fellowship at his house. And I listened because I was polite, and I said, no, thank you, and walked on my way. Well, the next day, on my way home from school, the guy stops me again, invites me again, and I said, no, thank you. This happened every day for 2 weeks. The last day, I said to him, and I quote, "If I go to this thing with you, will you get off my back?" And he said, yes. I said, great, I'll go. What's going on? I said, it has to be on a Sunday because I don't do anything on Sundays. And he said, we just happen to have something going on this Sunday. I said, give me the address. So I show up at this building. Now, before I tell you about what was going on in the building, I have to tell you a little bit about myself at that time. I was starting my senior year. I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of friends. I had been class presidents. I was on the ski team. I was on the track team. I was the manager for the basketball team. Pretty much I was involved in everything. I had, as a sophomore, I had gone to the senior prom with the king, the senior king, who was also the football captain. So I had a lot of friends. Outside of school, I sang in a local rock band. We played a lot of different venues around. So I just basically was going to this thing so he would leave me alone. Okay? So I walk into this building and I look straight down and there's like an aisle and there's a podium at the front. On the side, there's all these chairs, a couple tables in the back. So I come in and I sit, of course, as far to the back as I can. And this thing starts. They start singing some songs. Well, that's great. I like singing. So I'm singing with them. This is wonderful. Then they go to have speaking in tongues with interpretation, prophecy. I went, don't know why they're doing this. I guess somebody memorized it. Did nothing for me. Then they start the teaching. The teaching, I couldn't tell you. I have no clue what was taught at all. I thought the guy did a really good job. But a few chairs in front of me, there was this woman who kept turning around and smiling at me. And she kept doing it through the whole teaching. The weird thing about this is that it wasn't weird. It's like I could feel this warmth coming from her. And I, honest to God, I'm not lying here, I thought to myself, this woman loves me. I've never met her. And let me tell you, when you have as many friends as I had, as many good friends as I had, I thought I knew what love was. But just this woman smiling, affected me so hugely. There was nothing else in that meeting that did anything for me, but her smile directed me towards God. So I went to the back of the room as soon as it was over, whipped out my checkbook, registered for a Bible class. Went to the next table, looked at all the books, picked up a Young's Concordance. Now, this woman did end up being a very good friend of mine, and to this day we touch base. So I get home, and I teach myself how to use the concordance. The first thing I did was do a word study on the word love. I spent hours doing this word study. I spent days doing this word study. Hours and days on the word love. All because of this smile that this woman, who I had no clue who she was, directed me towards the love of God just through her smile. That was it. Well, after I was done working this word study, which took days and days, I wrote a song. And the song is, "My friend, you hold a piece of my heart in your own loving way, believing, sharing." She became my friend. Like I said, I thought I knew what friendship was. And I'll tell you something else that I learned from that. I thought I knew how to be a friend. And it wasn't until her love, just from a smile, that I realized that my friendship had conditions on it. Her love, not even knowing me, was clearly unconditional love. So you just never know. You just never know what you can do for people without teaching manifestations. I think teaching is very valuable. I mean, the word study did a lot for me. But the without the love of God, it's just words. So I exhort you to just love, love, love. Just love people. Doesn't have to be anything difficult. Just love, love, love people. Well, I can honestly tell you all right now that I do love you. God bless you.